Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you go there and use it to your advantage. We've got lots of stuff there, including the work that Ellen Rohr has deposited with us since she's joined us as a member of our Brain Trust. She's the president of BareBonesBiz.com, the author of a number of books on business planning, pricing your products, including the Bare Bones Weekend Biz Plan, the Bare Bones Biz Plan, Where'd the Money Go? That's one of my favorites. Ellen, tell us how we can find you and your books, please.
Well, you can visit BareBonesBiz.com. And, you know, as we talk about pricing, there is a disconnect. There was when I went to business school. There's a disconnect between accounting and finance and marketing.
Yep.
So someone who knows a lot about business may even fall for this myth that you have to charge what the market will charge. So one of the things we give away on our website is a free glossary of weird accounting terms.
All right.
To help make the connection between business finance and business marketing. You've got to make money doing this. So that's a good way to get all of us. Your website, by the way, is looking fantastic.
Thank you. It's only
It's
only 13 and a half years old, so we're still trying to get better, and we
it
do
looks,
every day.
It looks it's just so easy and fast that you do a great job.
I appreciate that. Let's get back into the pricing thing a little bit. You know, I love the fact that you gave us a formula in the last segment. Folks, that formula, even though she described it for a service company, you know, it works for anybody. Of course, usually you use the Keystone margin system where you basically double whatever your costs are to come up with your suggested selling price, your retail price. But you know, to me, the most important thing, Ellen, I just keep coming back to this, is you have to charge enough. You have to go through Ellen's formula and charge enough to pay your bills, to pay your cost of goods sold, to pay the payroll, to make a profit so you can capitalize the growth of your business. You got to do that. And if you can't come up with that number, when you see that number, for example, Ellen, you said, okay, you need to sell $100 an hour for your services and your formula to accomplish that first milestone, that first goal. But that doesn't get you anything, you know, that didn't get you, as you said, you haven't even bought a pencil yet. So now that
right.
means maybe you need to charge $200 an hour. Well, if that's what it takes for your business, for you to be successful, for you to be able to maintain yourself, if you can't sell that, then you don't need to start your business. If you can't justify that price, then you don't need to start your business because you will fail. Because, right, Ellen?
Yeah, you know, I was failing already, so that's what made me, you know, come to terms with this. You know, whatever you charge, if it's working, you're going to make money. You're going to take out a great salary, and you'll have profit left over. And if that's not happening for you, I'm going to suggest you can't cut your way to financial health. What you can do is create a much bigger top line. And when mm-hmm. I finally got a clue, my mentor grabbed me by the ear, and he just said, you don't know what you're doing, and it's all about the top line, not the expenses. I quintupled my prices,
mm-hmm.
and it was scary, but I was totally okay with going out of business at that point in my life. I was not okay with continuing to dig a hole of debt, because you might look around and say, I can't charge 3, 4, 5 times what my competitors are charging, and you think, how do they do it? They must be pulling it off. Well, you can go into debt. Don't we have a problem with that in this great country?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and so you can pull off being underpriced for quite a long time, unfortunately. Your supply house will give you some rope to hang yourself with. Your credit cards will. Your home equity line will start, adding up. And before you know it, you've got a big, scary pile of debt. And that's what happened to me, and that's why I decided to turn my business around.
Well, and see, let's say you're running a diner, and everybody knows that the average person at lunch is only going to pay so much for a meatloaf and three sides, right? I mean, you know what that number is. Well, you've got to find a way to charge a little bit more than everybody. Your meatloaf's got to be that much better, or the reason they come to see you, the environment or whatever, has got to be that much more compelling for you to be able to charge a little bit more. But if even if that doesn't work, then you either don't have a big enough store, you aren't selling enough, as you say, top line, and if you can't solve it that way, then you're not going to make it. And you shouldn't start, if you know that's what's going on before you start, you shouldn't start your business. And if you're already doing it, then you need to make plans accordingly. What do you think, Ellen?
I think you're spot on. And, like, let's take that diner example. If you understand why someone would go to a diner, they don't want the big box. They don't want a McDonald's burger tonight. You can make something unique to you. You can be
right.
The only place in the whole world where you get your mama's meatloaf.
Mm-hmm.
And for that, they could pay more. There is a way to market it. So once you get a grip on your selling prices, the next radio show you got to listen to is one on marketing, is one on sales, because those are the skills that are going to help you be able to sell at 3 times, 4 times, 5 times what your competition is charging, and still make create enough value that your customer says, they're expensive, but let's do it. Let's go for it. I'm saying yes.
Well, and the thing is don't look, if you're a small business, you can't look at every person, what every person would pay you for their product. You have to look at only those people who they're out there who are willing to pay for the experience and the products that you give them. They're willing to pay your price. That's all you have to have. Thank God small business owners don't have to conquer the world, Ellen.
Yeah, there was a comedian, his name's Stephen Wright, and he used to say, you can't have everything. Where would you put it?
Yeah.
It's the same way.
Exactly.
You can't serve every customer.
Give us your website again, Ellen. We got to wrap it up. What's your website again, please?
Work with you.
Give us your website again, please.
Oh, it's barebonesbiz.com.
There you go. Quick break. Going to take a quick one. Ellen Rohr will be back another day. I will be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.